What a great day of rejoicing in the church as we celebrate this apostle, St. Matthew. May we pray in the creed that church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. May the foundation of our faith is given to us through the apostles. You know, just like the buildings need a solid foundation, so the church we're living in currently needed, because Jesus said so, needed that firm foundation of the apostles. And so we celebrate with joy this, the fact that we are Christian, we are Catholic today because of the good work that those early evangelizers did, especially those first 12 the Lord called in an intimate way to spend that quiet time with him, to learn about him so that their message could go out to all the world, so that they could teach us what our life as a disciple, as an apostle should look like. That our voices, too, go out to all the world. So that's always a good check. Like, our voice is going out. What words are we saying? Are we allowing the Holy Spirit permission to change our hearts? To allow our lives to be conformed to the person of Jesus so that the message that we're sharing, the words that we're sending, are words of humility and gentleness and peace that St. Paul spoke about in that first reading. Words that build up the union of the body, of that one family of God that St. Paul spoke about so beautifully in that reading. What a beautiful image he gives us. You know, it's so easy. And I imagine here in the heart of the diocese, the place where it all comes from, that we have our different departments, we have our different committees, we have our different projects. I'm sure it's easy, because it's easy in a parish to isolate and not see us working together as a whole. So what a beautiful message Mother Church gives us today, that we're all together, you know, just like he says elsewhere about the body, like the foot needs the elbow and needs the ear and needs the whatever. We need each other, even though we're doing different works. And it's that one faith that binds us together. The one faith that continues to be echoed through the world, through the voice of the apostles, and through each one of us as disciples. And we have this beautiful calling of St. Matthew. This calling, and it's the word that St. Paul used at the beginning of his letter. Respond, react in a manner worthily of the call that you have received. And so it's the same for us, this call. You know, it comes from the outside. The call is the exterior to us. But we hear it, we receive it, and then we respond. You know, St. Matthew, a tax collector. You know, we don't know his heart, but he was objectively separated from the communion because of the life choices that he made. It didn't stop Jesus from reaching out to him and calling him. How easy it is for us at times to put people in that other box because of choices that they've made or choices that they didn't make. It's easy to forget that our voice, our words are meant to go out to them as well. But Jesus was passing by and called out to Matthew. So you can just imagine, you know, there's lots of artistic renditions of this, Caravaggio, that show The Chosen. And how did this happen? Like that space in between the call. Like Jesus saw him, Jesus called him, and then Matthew responded. Like this is where we live. We live in between those spaces. Like Jesus passes by us again today, are we allowing him to gaze upon us? Are we allowing him permission to speak to our heart? In whatever words he says, it's always the same. Follow me. Leave behind what was and come to me. This is always the call that we have received. And this is why St. Paul says to respond worthily, to do so in a manner worthy of the call that we have received. Like, regardless of where we are, the biggest sinners, objectively separated or not, the Lord is calling us into him, into his most sacred and Eucharistic heart, that we become formed into the full stature of the body of Christ, built on the foundation of the apostles, and brick by brick, every stone and every saint and believer who's gone before us, we have this charge to continue to build, to continue to allow the voice of God to go from our lips to the hearts and the ears of everyone. Because for most people, we are the Jesus that passes by. So many people aren't in the church, physically or spiritually. We are the Jesus passing by. Are we looking with the eyes of Jesus? And are we calling him into communion? Because when Matthew said yes, his table was full of sinners, the rejects, the others. Jesus came to save them all. He came to save each one of us. So with joy, we return to the table and we celebrate this great faith, this great gift we've all been called to share in the one body of Christ. With joy of having received the call with confidence.